Years before TikTok and Instagram flooded teens with filtered images of so-called perfection, a Boston-based magazine gave young women an inspiring, unvarnished alternative. For over two decades, Teen Voices took young women's dreams and concerns seriously. WBUR's Erin Tron reports on a new effort to preserve its legacy.
Not many adults have a soft spot for their teen years, but 29-year-old Augustina DePina does, especially when she flips through old copies of Teen Voices, a magazine meant to be judged by its covers.
You have real diversity on the cover. You have real girls. There's no Photoshop. It's just all real beautiful. It's empowering.
Not only does DePina recognize some of the cover girls, arm in arm, flashing braces, wearing sports jerseys, hairstyled in every way, she was one.
There were girls from Dorchester, Roxbury, Hyde Park, Mattapan. It was just everywhere.
Written by and for teen girls, especially girls of color, Teen Voices started publishing in 1990. Over its 20-plus years, it evolved from a newsprint zine to a glossy magazine with international readers. The teen editors, who took a rickety elevator up to an office in Downtown Crossing, critiqued pop culture in terms of what was really going on in their lives.
We talked about our vagina, period, sexual abuse. It was real. It was authentic. We were speaking out about everything and anything that was related to girls and women in the world. We did not hold back.
Then they turned their conversations into articles, poetry, and art that dealt with mental health, human rights, and more. They pulled this off with help from adults like Sawn Green, who took her job running Teen Voices' leadership program seriously and personally.
I remember these girls. These were my babies, like in the room with me, you know? And so it makes the work of the magazine even more tangible in that way.
But in 2012, the organization closed due to lack of funds. Green still feels the pain from the last day.
It wasn't just the closing of the program, but like, you know, people were coming to take our stuff. You know, it was hard.
Preserving that stuff has newfound meaning for the Teen Voices community. They've launched a project to safeguard the magazine's legacy and issued a call to record oral histories and gather old pictures and files.
If you have memorabilia, things that we did in the program that you remember or have or collected, you know, send stuff in. We need it.
They've already received a fundraising message co-signed by Gloria Steinem and Liz Walker and a photo of Gina Davis with teen leaders. This month, the collected material will find a new permanent home.
All right, come on downstairs. So the Schlesinger Library has three vaults in its basement.
Jenny Gottwals is the gender and society curator at the Schlesinger Library at Harvard Radcliffe Institute. She explains that the Teen Voices archive will be in good company.
Angela Davis, poet June Jordan, Polly Murray.
Historically, and still today, young women can have trouble finding media that showcases what they think or how they look, no filters. Gottwals sees the magazine as an important cultural bridge, relevant then and now.
I feel like Teen Voices, which is a published magazine that gets sort of first-person narrative from teens about their lives, is an in-between from I have a locked journal to my life is on TikTok.
Teen Voices taught its readers and writers to question media images and messages. Working alongside other young women, Augustina DePina says she also learned the strength of sisterhood.
So Teen Voices by itself during that time was definitely something unique and special. Now, I almost want to say revolutionary because there was no other program in Boston or any other place like Teen Voices.
Now, with its legacy secure, future generations can discover that power too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erin Tron.